break it down. Wake up, get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Crack open the frothies. It is Friday.
I'm cooked, bruh.
Are you? Are you cooked already?
Yeah.
It's very early.
Wow, after that show, 5 interviews.
Yes, I reckon we've smashed another record today. Most interviews in a show that we've ever had.
Yep, 100. We definitely have.
Smashed another record early this week. Most downloads of a catch-up with the Romy interview
from
The Bachelor.
Haven't we? What a week we've had.
Yes, we have had a good week.
You know what we deserve?
A beer.
A frothy brah.
Oh, mate.
I keep saying
brah. I can taste it already.
Yeah, we are.
That silky... golden.
We've got a beer fridge here at work. You want me to go grab one for you now?
Oh, I got to drive to Melbourne.
You can have one. Nah, don't.
You can't drink and drive, Josiah.
Well, you can have one if you're not on your pee plates.
True, I'm not. So technically, all right. Send it my way. If I scull it,
hey,
I can
head to Melbourne and give you a lift on the way if you want.
No, that's all right. 3 hours with the show with you this morning was enough.
Yeah, as soon as we finish recording this, let's not talk till Monday. How does that sound?
So keen. I just need to I feel like on Friday, it's like I've just competed at the Olympics. You know, I just feel drained.
Do people think we hate each other or do they think we love each other? Because we need a break from each other from now till Monday.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know. If you're a listener,
does it sound like we're best friends on air? Does it sound like we're kind of pulling each other's hair out?
Because we are best friends.
Yeah, we are.
Am I your best friend?
Well, put it this way. I thought about this the other day.
Yeah.
Name someone you spend more time with in your whole entire life than me.
No one right now.
I spend more time with you than anyone else in my whole life. That's a crazy thing to think about.
People would kill for that opportunity.
Oh, wouldn't they? People would pay for that.
My poor boyfriend, 3,000 kilometres away over in Perth, is like, what are you doing, man?
You are my best friend now, I guess. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather be with my missus, but...
You're not mine, but...
Sorry for calling my girlfriend. Yeah. Had a complaint when I kept calling it. What did I keep calling her? Someone complained.
Ball and chain.
Someone complained. Stop calling her your ball and chain.
Can I call Gav my ball and chain?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, he has got a ball and a chain.
Oh, and let's get out. Let's get out of that.
We've promoted drink driving and we've been smutty in an opener. The rest of the show is much cleaner than that.
Enjoy. Yeah, well, yesterday we promoted, I think, farting and we also promoted racism. So I think it's a little bit better today.
It's all downhill from here. Enjoy, guys.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, have you noticed? I've been doing something for the last couple of weeks. Actually, the last month now.
Oh, the silent but deadly farts in the studio?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Girls don't do that.
No, but you do.
No, I don't. Because I'm a girl and so my anatomy does not allow me to do that.
Well, mine are out loud and I have not been doing them and there is a smell. So
yeah,
unless
no,
there's a dog in the studio that you can blame, which there isn't.
There is no smell.
Nah, there's not. I'm just kidding.
It's Brigitte, the dog.
It could be Brigitte or the Queen.
Or the Queen.
They're the only other people in the studio.
100%. All right. Yeah, you're onto it. No, for the last few weeks, it's been something about my appearance that hasn't been quite right.
Ah, the nose hairs again.
No, not the nose hairs. Why are you guessing? I'm not
Sorry,
asking
I'll
you to
let
guess.
You go, the hairy armpits.
I shaved my armpits last... Oh, people don't need to know that. Why do I always talk about hair removal on this show?
Because you're a hairy human being.
I'm not a hairy human being. I'm just a normal lady with lady hairs.
You know what? People stop you in the street and go, oh, wow, you're so much hairier than the photos on TV or the ads on TV. Wow, you really didn't exaggerate that much about those nose hairs, whatever they're called.
Well, last night we did go to quiz night with some friends and the first thing they did when they get there was just like, I could see them putting their heads down and getting underneath my nose. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, you're just looking at your nose hairs to see if they're actually as prominent. Like,
I've never actually had a proper look myself.
Well, don't. No one should ever look at an nurse's
right,
nose
you
hairs.
You tell your story about what your thing is and I'm going to do the rest of the break staring just at your nose and not your eyes.
Okay, I'm going to hide my nose in front of my microphone and put my hands around it. Okay.
So to reveal whatever you're doing.
This has just gotten out of hand. I was just going to say, have you noticed that I've only been wearing one earring for a month now?
No, I haven't because I've been too busy staring in. Hairless nose that you use some trimmer to get rid of them all because you're a hairy human being with hair coming out of your nose.
Why do I come on this show? Why do I put myself out there for the people before I get called as a bloody snuffleupagus?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a snuffleupagus. You know what? If you've got a hairy nose, you've got a hairy nose. There is nothing wrong. No, I haven't noticed the one earring thing, by the way.
Okay, cool. Well, that's all I wanted to say. This could have taken us 10 seconds.
What, is your ear closed in or something?
No, I don't know. I haven't checked. I just lost an earring.
What, why didn't you put another one in?
Because I don't have any. I'm poor.
Oh, I'll buy you some.
I've been spending all my money on nose trimmers.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Taking the country by storm at the moment. It's been such a good series. The Block. And fresh off their win last week, Living and Dining Week, we've got Courtney and Hans with us. Morning, guys.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Oh, so good. You guys did such a good job last week. Your room was incredible.
Yeah, it was a big one. Yes. So really happy that we got the win.
Ellie should have introduced you guys as the hot couple on the block because I reckon you're the best. You're the best looking team on the block.
Really? No way.
Oh, come on. You and Ellie have got a lot in common. She's also from Perth and she's also a former model.
No, I'm not a model. I'm not. Okay, the Perth stuff's true, but God, far from it. I am like a one at best, Courts.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. Awesome. Perth represent.
Yeah, you know it. Hey, so I've got a question for you guys. You guys got engaged the week before you started on the block. Is that right?
We did, yes.
Now, they say that renovating houses together is what tears couples apart. That was a big challenge for you, getting engaged and then going straight in. Was it tough for you?
You know what? Hans and I have been together for, you know, quite a while. So we've kind of been through ups and downs already. And this renovation, even though it was absolutely massive, we've got a pretty solid relationship. So we had a couple of little fights here and there, but nothing too crazy, but came out stronger, that's for sure.
Oh, my boyfriend and I fought over putting together a $30 Kmart bedside table. So, well, hats off to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Hans, have you locked in a wedding date yet or what's going on?
Next year.
Can we come? I mean, no. I know we just met, but Courts and I have got the connection, right? The Perth thing, so we're fine.
That's right. We're pretty much family.
Exactly.
Hey, Sunday night, it's you're playing the block Monopoly, which is very exciting, but something happened that splits the block into Talk to Us.
Absolutely. The twist is incredible. When we realised this twist, we just lost it. It's very, 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 very smart.
I'm saying, how are you? Yeah, it's really hard to talk about without giving it away. So
it's definitely worth watching.
Worth watching.
Do you get sent to jail in the block Monopoly? You know how you've got to go to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the twist? Yeah. You all end up in prison.
Oh, I don't know.
We spent a lot of time in jail. It was the safest place.
I guess the Gatwick kind of used to be a jail in somewhat sense. I mean, it wasn't, but, you know, may as well have been.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you guys deal with, like, the sleep deprivation and whatnot when you're on the show? Because from what we've heard, you only get, like, a couple of hours a night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think you get the most sleep maybe on, like, a Monday and Tuesday, the beginning of the week, and then from Wednesday it's pretty much a slippery slope down with, you know, hardly any sleep. And, of course, Friday, Saturday night, there's zip, like no sleep. So
you work through on the weekends as well?
Oh yeah, it wasn't uncommon to be woken up on the Friday morning and you wouldn't sleep until the 9 a.m. on Sunday. Down.
Same, but for different reasons.
Oh, it sounds absolutely crazy. It's just one of those things where you won't get it done with the size of the spaces we're doing.
Yeah.
You can't not produce a room just because you want to have sleep.
I think the producers had some footage of me at one stage during one of these epic, pushes to get a room finished. They said, oh, we had some footage of you on a GoPro where you were just walking around in a circle like a goldfish in a bowl for 20 minutes. And then you sort of snapped out of it and then just kept on going, you know, with what you were doing. But there's this distinct window where you actually just went into some sort of autopilot mode and walked around in a circle for 20 minutes.
I was going to say, you're a pilot, right, in the real world?
Yeah.
Does that ever happen when you're flying a plane?
No.
Sleepwalking, sleep flying. Yeah. It's not the same way. Hey, guys, you won Living and Dining Week. The room was just sensational. Kitchen Week this week. Are we feeling confident? And how do you reckon we'll go?
Oh, well, you know what? We've got pretty lovely cabinetry. I think our kitchen's been dubbed the Gold Kitchen. Mm. We do love how it's turned out. So, you know, our kitchen's in a different... it's separated from our living and dining room, and that's how it was on the architect's plans. And, you know, we wanted to move it, but being the rookies, we're a little bit nervous of changing the plans. So we left the kitchen where it was. And I guess on Sunday you're going to have to see whether the judges will love it or not.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us, Courtney and Hans from The Block. It is back this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Good luck, guys. Hope you take it out.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
for joining
us. Bye, guys. Bye. Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Ellie, have you booked any holidays to go away anytime soon?
Yeah, bro. South Africa, January, here at Coon.
How exciting. Are you pumped to go?
Yeah, should be wicked. Go on with my boyfriend, go on a safari.
Because he's South African, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, so you're going on safari. Where else are you going?
Cape Town and Durban.
Beautiful. I've never been to South Africa. Is it a pretty country?
From what I've heard, I've never been either.
Ah, cool.
Cool.
Lovely.
Good
chat. I have zero holidays booked in. We've got a few weeks off over Christmas, don't we?
Yeah.
I'll probably head back to Sydney, see some family and stuff, and then come back and spend most of my time in the GV.
Cool.
God's
Cute.
Paradise. Why would you want to leave?
God's paradise.
It is.
Yeah, but does God have a paradise? Isn't God just...
Oh, if he did, essentially it would be the Goulburn Valley. Anyway, I want to tell you about a place that is... they're calling it one of the most beautiful places in the world. Mm-hmm. Millions of tourists flock here for the stunning beaches, the lush mountains, the wild parties, they call it.
Nice.
It's not called, and it's not Mexico, by the way.
Oh, Mexico's on my list.
How beautiful is this saying? Black-maned lions framed against Kalahari dunes, powdery beaches lit by two oceans, star-studded desert skies, jagged, lush mountains.
Damn.
They say this country is truly a country of outstanding diversity.
Oh.
It's where the natural meets the shine. That's what they call it. Sounds, doesn't it sound like it's amazing?
Sounds like they've got a good marketing person.
It does. That's how it's been described on Lonely Planet, you know, the travel website.
Yeah.
But then it goes on to say, but unfortunately, there is a huge problem that is spiraling out of control. The nation's already high murder rate has just increased by 7% with its police minister of the country likening the situation to a war zone.
Oh, geez.
Last year, in between April and March of this year, so 11-month period, 20,000, over 20,500 people were murdered.
This does not sound like a fun place. What if I go back to like lush countryside and desert skies and stuff?
They're not falling dead. They're 55 slaughters per day.
Oh, that don't use the word slaughter.
Well, that's a lot of people to be murdered.
It's too early for the word slaughter.
Many murders were linked to gang violence. The country I am talking about... is
don't,
South
don't.
Africa.
Don't, no, just Josiah. I've already come to you with my fears about going to South Africa because there's like apparently these little snails that enter through your feet and then get into your bloodstream.
Not to mention on safari you could get eaten by a lion.
Or a rat, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember that story we did a couple of weeks ago about the guy who got his feet eaten off by rats while
that's
he was sleeping?
That's right. That was in South Africa, wasn't it?
Now I'm going to get murdered by an actual person as well.
The Australian government.
No, don't say they've warned not to go
has
there.
Has just issued a warning to Australian travellers going to South Africa to exercise a high degree of caution because of high level of serious crime. Murders, rape, muggings, carjackings, assaults and robberies. Many travellers, their food and drinks are getting spiked.
Why are you
they're
doing
saying
this to
be
me?
Very, very careful. They're saying it's the most dangerous tourist destination in the world right now. Enjoy your holiday.
Mate, no one's going to attack Gags Chaney over here. Like, give me 1 second, I'll charm him over.
You
Some
reckon?
Cute little Aussie girl with hilarious bants, no jewellery on because I'll be taking all of that
here
off
we
the
go.
Second I get there.
Most of the murders were linked to gang violence in the Western Cape province, mainly in the capital, Cape Town. Whereabouts in South Africa are you going?
Cape Town.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh. I don't want anything bad to happen
to
you.
Yeah, do you know what? You shouldn't want anything bad to happen to me.
I don't.
Because I, buddy, carry this show
how much
every
were
day.
Yeah, I know you do, but how much were your flights over there?
$2,500.
What a waste of money. You could be in Mexico by the beaches for that money. You could be in Europe. You could be in so many. You could get a round the world ticket for that money. And you're going to South Africa?
South Africa, yeah, to see my book. My doo-doo, my special person.
Given
if you
boyfriend.
Listened to our show earlier that week,
yeah,
this week you would have
sense.
Got that. Yeah, yeah.
Catch up for more from yeah, that. So yeah. Anyway, Ellie, it's more of a have fun but be careful kind of chat between
hey,
two mates.
Josiah, you know what they say? In our job, anytime something bad happens, you just think, well, hey, at least that's good content for the radio.
Great
think
content.
Of the stories I'm going to have if I get nearly murdered.
Well, let's be honest. So is this when we break up from our Christmas break, when we come back next year?
Yeah. I'm due to get back 2 days before our first show of 2019.
Ah, cool. So, Goulburn Valley, get ready for the Josiah show next year. I don't think Ellie will be coming back.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
The Voice have put the call out for regional superstars, and that falls under our category.
Yeah, it does.
The Goulburn Valley's got plenty of them. If you've seen our live music scene, it is huge. So, we thought we'd get an expert in the trade on in Chloe Baker. She's the executive producer of The Voice. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, you're here to give us some hot tips and our listeners some hot tips on how they can be the next big thing.
Yeah, well, look, I think the main thing is that sometimes people, when we're talking to people, they're like, look, I don't actually think my voice is good enough, or I'm a little bit scared, or You know, I'm in a regional area and I don't quite know how to go about it. And I guess the message we want to get out there is that we will help you get to an audition. Let us be the judge of your voice. Mm. You know, there's no harm in giving it a go. So we just really want those people who've been sitting at home watching the show for years who've wanted to give it a shot but haven't, a go this year.
How can they go about it? We're based in the Goulburn Valley, obviously, Chloe. What can we do to try out for The Voice?
Yeah, all you have to do is go to thevoice.com.au and follow the links, and you apply online and you submit a video. We've also got Instagram video applications, so you can pop one up on our Instagram page, and we've got producers who watch all of those clips. And then if you are successful making it onto the audition tour, then we'll make sure that you come to us, or we'll Skype you if you're in a regional area. Awesome. That might be difficult.
Making it easy for us, Chloe. I love it. Now, you're looking for someone specifically. I'll tell you what, the Goulburn Valley is known for having some cracking singers. Have you heard any good things about Shep and the regions around?
You know what? Like, I have heard that you guys have got an amazing music scene there, but we've never actually had anyone from Shepparton on the show. So that's a challenge to you guys. You've got to put the call out and get us someone on the show from Shepparton.
Well, yes. Chloe, right now what I want to do is I want the first person from the Goulburn Valley to try out.
No, just so actually, Ellie, this is not being discussed. No,
this
I'm
is
not
happening.
Singing.
Have a song in your head.
I'm not singing on the radio, Josiah.
Chloe.
No.
Ellie, as you heard before, tried out for a singing show.
Okay.
Not as good as The Voice, but this is your chance right now. Chloe, give your honest feedback.
Chloe, do you take rappers?
Look, we're looking at absolutely anyone. And I think if you saw the season last year, Sam, who won, was a vocal looper.
Yeah.
That was cool,
and it completely changed the competition. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about it and controversy, but at the end of the day, he had the voice, and he had an amazing voice, and that's why he won the competition. So it's the same sort of thing. It's like if you are sitting there going, oh, well, I'm a rapper, you know, and it's mostly singers, mm-hmm. just apply and let us help you.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I do consider, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I do consider myself a bit of a rapper, Chloe. We did a, I did a little rap when the Lib Spill happened earlier this year, or a couple of weeks ago. And, okay.
Oh, look at her. She's all of a sudden, all of a sudden she's really keen to play it.
No, I'm just,
she's got the confidence now.
Look at it. She's had a little beer in between questions.
I was just doing shots every
second word
you said.
She's got Dutch courage now. All right, play it for Chloe.
Okay, all right, here you go, Chloe. Will this make it onto The Voice? Lib Spill. It's going down all right. Strap yourself in for a fight. Because Libs are going up the phone all night. What are your thoughts early on? What are you thinking?
Look, I'm going to preface this with I'm not one of the coaches, so I'm not entirely qualified.
Oh, no, I thought we were talking to Delta.
Oh, she's letting me down easy.
But look, I feel like if I was in the red chair,
yep.
I'd probably say to you, go away, work on your tone, pitch, projection, and come back next season.
That's what Australian Idol said to me too. It's a trend.
Oh, no.
Oh, we can't wait. So if you are listening, make sure you get to thevoice.com.au. Register now, because we want that next superstar to be from the Goulburn Valley. Chloe Baker, really appreciate your time this morning. We're really excited for The Voice to come back in 2019.
Thanks so much. Yes, it is. Coming back next year. And, yeah, Ellie, you know, give it a go.
I'll see you there, Chloe. You and I can, you know, just be hanging out backstage together. Me a contestant, you a producer. Fair enough.
No favouritism.
Nah, not at all. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and good luck with the search.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
See you, Chloe. Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Physical. I'm going to take a journey to the gym. A lot of people in Shep go to the gym.
Yeah, it's a very active culture in the Goulburn Valley,
yeah.
Which is very good to see.
Good on us, guys. Fitspo for life.
Do you go?
Yeah, I do F45, bro.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Don't ask me about my workout routines or anything.
No, you don't do it, do you?
No.
You don't look like you do it.
Excuse me, I've been at Aquamoves every single day this week.
Yeah, sitting in the sauna.
Yeah, I haven't been working out.
Getting your rig out. You just like to walk around in your budgie smugglers.
You know what? And go down the water slide. That is it. I don't even work out.
Maybe that's why you go, or maybe this is why you go, Josiah. I reckon I've stumbled across the reason that you go to the gym. A study's come out, and it's something that I want you to call me 13, 12, 16 if this applies to you, because I don't know if anyone's going to admit to it because people don't talk about it, but it's a trend that women are doing at the gym. And that is that 8% of women say that they always go commando when they wear yoga pants at the gym. So they're like tights.
Ah,
never wear undies with them.
Maybe I should start doing some yoga.
25% of women admit to doing it sometimes.
Is that weird? I don't think that's weird.
Well, look, I've got a friend who does it. Every time she goes to the gym, she never wears undies. I could never do it.
But if you think about it, right, you're wearing tights. So they're that up against your body.
Yeah.
What are undies actually doing anyway? Because if they're, is a tight essentially just a long pair of underwear, if you think about it like that? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just gross. Like, ugh, I can't. I could never go commando.
But you'd
ever.
Probably have to wear a,
well, that's
what are those
a lot
little
of girls,
things you wear?
See, I'm really bad. And shout out to everyone at F45 Shep who has to see me. Sorry if you've noticed this. I don't care about undie lines.
Oh,
when
really?
I wear tights.
Are you one of those?
I'm one of those. So I just wear my Bonds hipsters.
I don't want to say what I'm about to say without sounding creepy.
You're going
to
sound creepy.
No, I'll refrain.
Okay, yeah,
but let's
refrain.
Just say I reckon without putting girls off, most guys do notice that stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
But you know what? I don't care. I got a boyfriend.
Oh, if you don't care, then rock a girlfriend.
I just feel like, you know, I'm wearing undies. And you know what? I'd prefer you to see me wearing undies than think that I'm not.
Yeah, but if you've got a right pair of tights, you won't be able to see through it anyway. So will it really matter?
Well, that's why a lot of girls wear jingers at the gym.
What's a jinger?
A G-string.
Oh, right. I've never heard it being called that before. A jinger?
Is that not a thing?
No, I've never heard it.
Oh, okay.
A nickname for a G-banger?
Yeah.
A jinger?
Yeah.
I love that.
Isn't it?
Never heard that in my life. I just say G-banger.
G-banger,
awesome.
Yeah.
Changed my life
girls,
today.
Some girls, you're welcome. Some girls will be mortified if their underlines are showing, but I'm just like,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, so
we all wear them.
I don't think there's anything wrong going stark as wearing nothing underneath your thing. Your tights.
My friend doesn't wear undies under jeans, denim jeans.
It depends if you're washing them or not. I'm going to make a little confession now, and apologies to everyone at Aquamoves that sees me, but I never wear underwear to the gym. And I'm a guy. I'll justify that, though. That's only when I'm wearing the shorts I have. Like, most of my pairs of shorts that I wear at the gym, I've got 4 or 5 pairs.
Yeah.
They've got the undie netting inside them, if that
Still,
makes sense.
Still, they're so not undies.
Yeah, but it's holding it all together. And no, I can't wear anything else. If I wear something underneath, it's uncomfortable because then I'm essentially wearing double pair, and that's just weird.
Can't you just wear a couple of Y-fronts or a Y-front?
No.
No?
Who do you think I am?
I don't know.
I mean, five.
I can't vouch for guys because I don't know what that's like to have one of those. Anyway, I just wanted to say that stat this morning because that surprised me.
So it's a new trend. So all the girls are wearing nothing, going commando to the gym and Josiah. I don't know what that says about me, but it sounds like I should be signing up for yoga.
8% of women and just Josiah in the men. You're the only one, buddy.
Hey, yeah, I've got to show you something.
I don't want to see anything after this chat.
I'm wearing my gym shorts to work this morning.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to show you that. I'm also wearing a nice pair of jingers.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Davis Cup is happening all this weekend on Channel 9, kicks off tonight. So to get someone on to talk tennis, we thought, why not get an Aussie legend in Toddy Woodbridge. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, so well. So good to have you on. Someone of your caliber on a little show like ours. Aren't we lucky?
Well, thank you. This is a big deal for us because there's a couple of things for me in particular. First time we're showing big time tennis again on the Nine Network. So looking forward to that. The Davis Cup, of course, is ahead of a huge summer of tennis on Nine. And this is the Davis Cup, which, I don't know, there's been a lot of talk in the media if you've seen it or not, but this is the Davis Cup is about to change next year. So this is the format that I grew up watching and the format that I played a lot in, and the last time we're going to see it like that. So it's a bit of a sad day, but a big opportunity. And whenever you get a chance to represent your country, it's something very special. So hopefully the Aussies can beat Austria as we go through this weekend.
Yeah, mixed emotions for you, no doubt, Toddy Woodbridge. Can I ask, Johnny Millman, after just beating Roger Federer, obviously made worldwide headlines, I guess, he's going to be up against the clay court specialist, Dominic TM. Is that how you pronounce his name? I always get it wrong.
That's right. Yeah, but I've got a bit of news for you.
Talk to us.
We can nearly do breaking news. It's a few hours old, but we'll call it breaking news. Leighton Hewitt actually has made a big tactical maneuver in this tie because Dominic TM, that you talked about, he's, I think, the second best clay court player in the world after Nadal. He lost the French Open final to him. So what they've done, instead of throwing Millman out there on the first day, they basically rested him. I think the Aussies go, okay, well, team's so good, we're going to give him those 2 points. We need to win that point on the last day. So that's the fifth rubber. So Leighton's holding Milman back. They've got to get there, of course. You've got to get your 2 other points. But Johnny Milman's sitting out until the last day. He'll come in fresh and then hopefully do the win for Australia. So first up, it's team against Jordan Thompson. He'll be taking him on. And then the second match that we'll be showing tomorrow or later tonight on Gem is going to be Dennis Novak against Alex de Minaur. So plan is, I think, if we finish day one at 1-1, then the captain would be very happy. But he's playing some games, Leighton Hewitt.
I love that, as he has his whole life. Can I ask about Leighton, Todd? He's playing the doubles in the Davis Cup for Australia. Obviously, he's not a doubles specialist. If Leighton can come back and play, mate, why don't you chuck on the old shoes and get out there?
Well, yeah, 10 years ago, maybe. you know, it's funny because I actually, before Leighton went away on this last trip, I was doing a bit of coaching practice with him at Melbourne Park. I thought like you, but then all of a sudden the mental stuff and the visualizations there, you know, I can see it, but the bottom half, the feet don't quite go.
Yeah, the knees.
Ball anymore.
The knees are going the wrong way.
But hang on, another bit of breaking news for you, because you got the same sheet that I had where we thought, you know, what the draw was going to end up. And the draw was just overnight while we were all sleeping. Mm. And Leighton didn't name himself in the doubles combo. He's going to change that as well. So Australia, right. You know, John Pearce and Jordan Thompson. So, look, the rules state that you can throw in a last-minute change, and there's no doubt that I think Leighton's going to get out there. And, you know, a lot of people, though, just to say, like, he's a damn good doubles player. His very first Grand Slam title was a US Open victory. So he's got a Grand Slam title to his name as well.
Yeah, right. Can we go back to Johnny Milman for a second? So he's risen to number 37 in the world. Alex de Minaur, another Aussie, is also 38. Do you reckon these two have got what it takes to get to number one and go all the way and win some Grand Slams in their careers?
Well, that's a tough call. I mean, right now we're doing as well as we've done for, I think it's about 15 years or so. We've got 5 Aussies ranked in the top 50, so that's a super effort.
Yeah,
Nick
huge.
Kyrgios is still the number one, but, you know, my bet is that Alex de Minaur is going to finish the year at number one. I love the way he's going about it. For Johnny Milman to get to number one, he's 29 years of age. That would be an enormous task. I think probably... You know, not going to happen for him. He's just got to keep going along, doing what he's doing, doing it well. But de Minaur, 19, you know, there's potential for him to to get to there. Top 10, though, is the goal that he'd be looking at. And if you get into that sort of sphere, then you just never know, you know, what you're able to achieve. And I think we've got to remember that by then, you know, give it 5 or 6 years, you haven't got these names that dominated, you know, your Federer, your Nadal, Djokovic and Murray. You take them out of it and then it's a bit of an open slather for the rest of the field to have a go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Todd, before you go back to Nick Kyrgios, talk to me about him. I know he's playing the Laver Cup, I think, next week, so it's a tactical thing for him not to play in the Australian Davis Cup team. Is it an FU at all from him to not play for Australia in the Davis Cup, or is it okay what he's done?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. I think one of the things about this weekend's Davis Cup ties, we're playing for pride. There is nothing to gain in terms of placement for the Davis Cup next year because there's a change in format. It's a big change in format because what we're playing this weekend is the last time we'll play it how I've played it and how I grew up watching it. Next year it goes to a 1-week event at the end of the year, played in either Madrid or Lille. And 24 teams turn up and play it like somewhat like a regular tournament.
We've already qualified, haven't we?
Yeah, well, we should be there, but, you know, the way this is all played out, the idea could change the rules. We just don't know. And it's been a bit of a slapshot type of mix. And that's why, actually, all of us in Australia were sort of against the change, not against doing something different, but just getting it done properly.
Agreed.
Because we, you know, we feel that, okay, if you're going to do it, let us see exactly how. And they haven't been able to place all of those rules yet. But anyway, that's a long story. But back to Nick, I think given that this tie, the relevance is just playing for pride, I think he's had a pretty busy year. He's got a big weekend next week in Chicago. So he's sort of like sat this one out. And I'm sure once we get to the new format, though, it's a format that best suits him because it's a lot shorter form than what we play over this weekend.
Oh, it should be a cracking weekend of tennis. And looking forward to the summer ahead as well. Can't wait for it.
Yes. 7 p.m. on Gem tonight, so make sure everybody's watching.
Can't wait.
You guys can get an hour or two before. Oh, you got the weekend off.
Oh,
mate. Get up early, do you?
Nah, mate. I'm going to be having a couple of beers in front of the tennis tonight, watching you with the commentary team. No doubt at all, Toddy.
Good stuff.
Looking forward to it. Oh, thanks so much for joining us, Todd Woodbridge.
Hey, great to talk to you both. Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend, my friend. Hopefully we've got some good tennis to come.
Thanks, Todd.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. It's a GV Rap
with MIA. Oh, yeah. Mia Edgerton-Warburton, Channel 9's finest, they call her.
And everybody else. Oh, there's my mic.
One day I'll remember.
Not just Channel 9's finest.
Oh, really? Your boyfriend Benny's finest?
Wink, wink. Well, it better be. I hope so.
Yeah, you're the Hit GV's finest as well.
Stop it, guys.
Hold on. This was all fun and games until you started saying she's better than me.
Oh, sorry, Ellie. No,
don't get jealous, Ellie.
I am. Hey, Mia. we won quiz night last night. Congrats.
And what was our team name?
Oh, yeah. It was Channel 9 and Hit GV, wasn't it?
It was We Love Channel 9 and Southern Cross Austereo.
That's our third win in a row. Well done,
team. Shameless self-promotion
happening
over there.
We're on fire at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah.
Three of us.
Yeah, of course we are.
We do really well with the music questions particularly.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, anything 90s and above for me. I can't do 90s before 90s.
I feel like we have all the questions covered. I'm good with my geography and sports questions. Ellie, you're good with stuff. Mia, you're good with other stuff. And then we win.
It's funny.
Good overview, mate.
That was really interesting.
Thanks.
But I always thought that if I went with two people who work in radio for a living, I thought music questions sorted.
Yeah, no.
You guys do. What do you do all day? You listen to music.
Hits an old school. If it's not a hit or an old school, then we don't know.
Yeah, that's
you're kind of terrible at it.
Hey, talk to us about what's going on around the GV this week.
A beautiful story today out of Shepparton,
mm-hmm.
Mercy Place, which is a retirement care facility.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking their new bus to Tatura Bakery
mm-hmm.
for the first time. It was $64,000 that got raised by the community.
Nice.
Now, this all happened before you guys were here, but they were in a car accident in June 2017. They were in a car accident. They were on their way to the Tatura Bakery and there was a horrible accident and three people died.
Oh,
it was horrible. So this is a really nice full circle thing. They've mm-hmm. come and they've finally got their new bus and they're taking it to the Tatura Bakery.
Oh, nice. Look forward to that. The Tat Bakery, it's already packed every day. What about today with the whole bus as well? It's going to be overflowing.
I've been meaning to. I've heard the pies at the Tat Bakery are second to none.
I had one on Monday. So good.
Really?
Why
didn't you bring me one? I've been saying I want a pie from Tat Bakery for so long.
Soz Bay.
Do you hate me?
No, I don't hate you. Okay. I just forgot.
Same.
That was really honest,
Hashtag priorities. That's what it was. What else is happening around the GV this week?
Oh, not much.
you know what story you should be covering is, and I don't know if it was it on Channel 9 News, the FCJ College in Benalla?
Oh, yeah. No, I was there.
Oh, were you in Coolidah for the vignette?
I did. If you watch Channel 9, I put something on the news.
Channel 9 every single night.
How good was the lip sync video to Footloose? And
so
that's
good.
Amazing.
If you haven't seen that, it is up on our Facebook page as well. Hit Goulburn Valley, FCJ College and Coolidah Aged Care teamed up together.
I wonder how many views that's had now.
Oh, it'd be heaps.
Their one last year got hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
It was to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, cute. Oh, they choose some bangers, don't they?
They do. They don't go for second-tier songs.
We'll remember that next time for quiz night. All right. Well, thank you, Mia Edgerton-Warburton. You seeing your boyfriend this weekend? You going to kiss him?
I am. Cute. I'm going to Echuca.
Yeah, you're going away to his holiday house together.
Going to Echuca. What should I do in Echuca? Go on a steamboat?
You know
what? Yeah,
paddle steamboat.
Well, no, isn't your boyfriend loaded? Why don't you go on his boat?
Enjoy yourself, Mia, whatever you end up doing. Thank you for coming in. Have you got a total view
for
the video?
Yeah, it's up to 47,000 views now, their video.
Amazing.
Nice. They've done well. All right, thanks, Mia Edgerton-Warburton. You can catch her Channel 9 Border North East News. It's on tonight from 6 p.m. Catch her pretty mug there and then say hi to her in Echuca if you see her this weekend as well.
Yeah, why not? Come say hello.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Big weekend in sport this weekend. Finals time is here. It's the best time of the year in Australian sport, I reckon. And tonight, an absolute cracker in the Hawks-Demons game. Looking forward to it. So joining us to talk all things AFL and I guess some NRL as well is Nathan Curry from Channel 9. Hi, Nath.
Hey, guys. I am absolutely beside myself about the Hawks.
You will be at the MCG as a Hawks man yourself, no doubt, tonight, will you, Nath?
Yeah, I'll be there. I can't wait. I'm just, it's big, guys.
You'd be a little bit nervous, though, as well, because the Demons last week, they looked awesome.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody wants the Demons to win.
Yeah, no offence, Nath, but can the D's.
Yeah, everyone that's not a Hawks fan, I think, is behind them.
Yeah, I think you're a bit nervous, Al. That's all I think. Well, the Hawkies will be coming your way next week if we get up.
Do you know what? I think I'd prefer to play the Hawks next week than the Demons. The Demons beat the Eagles in Perth a couple of weeks ago, so if they win tonight, they could be going all the way.
Yeah, that's true. I reckon the D's are probably the best team outside the top four, and I reckon, anyone facing the D's like I am tonight, you'd be pretty nervous.
Regardless, it's going to be
prefer the Hawks as my I'm not playing for Hawthorn. Just to clarify,
yeah,
I'm no
position,
good at football.
Midfielder.
Yeah, it sounds like
that's
does.
Why I write about it because I can't play it.
Hey, we kicked a footy not long ago down at Deakin Reserve when you were up in Shep, mate. You can kick a footy.
That I was actually happy with that because it wasn't even the proper size. I think it was just a little plus one, and we were still kicking it around pretty nicely.
$10 from Kmart. Thank you very much.
Hey, well done. Nathan, tomorrow night, the Magpies, Collingwood, they're playing GWS. Who's your tip here? Obviously, the Magpies are firm favourites, but can you tip an upset at all?
Yeah, I actually am going the Giants. I think the Giants on paper probably have the best team, but they've just been too injured this year. But I think... got a few big guns back last week and really touched up your Swanee. So I think, I reckon they might pip the Pies. I think I've got a feeling that one's going to be really close, whereas I think tonight's game might be a bit of a blowout, which whoever gets on top early. But, interesting.
All right, let's
look at
go.
You being all like, whoever gets on top. Come on, man. You want to say the Hawks are going to take it out.
Oh, well, that's what we did last time we played the D's. So just got on top early and snuffed them out in the second half.
All right, let's go to the favourite sport of the Goulburn Valley. NRL tonight, the Sharks. It's all live on Channel 9. Sharks versus the Penrith Panthers. Have you got a tip there?
I'll go the Sharks. Who are you thinking of the side?
Yeah, I like the Sharks as well, although my friend plays for the Panthers, so my heart's there, but I think the Sharks are going to win.
I think if it was a real-life situation and it was a Shark versus a Panther, I'd go the Panther. So I'm going to put my tip with the Panthers.
Good one.
Knowing nothing about NRL, but just, putting the two animals up against
each
other.
All right, here we go, Ellie and Nath. I'll give you this one. St. George, the Rabbitohs tomorrow night. You've seen this morning breaking news. Have you seen the Rabbitohs scandal, Nath, that's happened this morning?
No, tell me about what's happened.
You'll be talking about it on the news tonight, no doubt. They're involved
don't
with
tell
a...
him how to do his job.
Yeah, this no, better be your leading story. they're involved with a sexting scandal.
Yes. Have they found my messages?
Oh, God. No, the girl complained, unfortunately, yes. Okay. So it's actually quite controversial. So that's not the greatest preparation for tomorrow night's game. Rabbitohs, St. George, Illawarra, who have we got?
I'll go to the Dragons.
I was going to say, they're Dragons, right?
Yes.
Well, if we use my logic again, Rabbitohs are what, just little tiny rabbits up against a dragon. They do not stand a chance. They'll be breathing fire all over them.
The Rabbitohs will touch up the Dragons.
Like Ali with her rats, just breathing hot fire.
Oh, mate, you know it.
Hey, Nate, you still got to, now that footy, we've talked all things footy, you've still got to send us in a video of you rapping.
And twerking, I believe.
I didn't have anyone to film me twerking. I don't know how you can do a selfie twerk. Is that a thing?
It's called a belfie, a bum selfie.
Nathan? When you get into work today, can you and Joe Hall do a twerk for us? We'll put it on the Hit GV Instagram page.
Yes. That all depends on if I convince Joey to do that.
She'd do it for sure.
She's a big fan of the show, Nate.
I'll work on a rat.
I heard Joe twerks every Friday, Saturday night out at the club, so I reckon she won't be a problem.
Let's get Joe Hall out in Shep. Let's do it.
That would be fun.
Yes. All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds this weekend and who will be playing my boys, the Eagles, next week. Could be you and me. Oh, Nath, if it's you and me next week.
Friday chat next week could be huge.
Yeah, you might actually have to come into the studio for it, Nath.
No, I think you might actually not get your spot on the show. I can't deal with the tension. I'm going to hate you next week. But thanks for joining us this morning. We will have you back next week, depending on whether your boys win tonight. Nath Curry from Channel 9. Catch him at 9 News Border Northeast from 6 tonight. Thanks, Nath.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.